COVID-19 regulations have placed strict limitations on both domestic and international travel. With the restriction of movement, employees have either cancelled their annual leave or are holding on to their days with the hope of taking a break after the COVID-19 crisis. As a result, companies are faced with the challenge of accumulated unused leave, which presents a financial risk. For more on this, we are joined on the line by Asma Kachalia, an associate in the employment practice at law firm Cliffdecker Hofmeyr. Asma, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Good evening to everyone.
Now, how exactly is banked leave burdening companies?
Well, I mean, the problem is that when you allow an employee to accumulate leave, eventually if you have some sort of cash-in policy or, you know, if they end up taking all their leave at once, it will definitely have sort of an impact on the employer in general. It'll either be in the form of you having to pay it out or you not having an employee in for a really long time if they decide to take it consecutively. Also, if you end up retrenching, which is, you know, a very big possibility in this time, you would have to pay it out according to the law. You would have to pay out any unused leave. So that, again, would be a huge impact on the employee's bank balance, employer's bank balance.
Now, Asma, research indicates that some companies have actually had to change their staff holiday policies due to COVID. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think what eventually happened when COVID happened and people were then forced, you know, to leave was then accumulated, you have to sort of remember you can't do this without the permission of the employee. So you can't change anything without the permission of the employee. So you would have to sit down and come up with some sort of policy in agreement with the employee in order to manage this sort of situation. It would probably be to the effect of, you know, having them take leave at certain times. Remember, this is statutory leave. Statutory leave is granted in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, or the BCEA. And according to the BCEA, you are allowed, as the employer, to dictate when the employee will take leave. That's in terms of Section 20. However, contractual leave is not the case. It's not governed by the BCEA. So you have to sit down and come up with a policy that works for you and the employee in negotiation with them, you know, just so that you have that agreement before you make that decision.
Now, should we expect more companies to start changing their leave policies?
Well, I definitely think it'll be to the benefit of the employer if they start to change their leave policies in order to accommodate for things like that. Remember, there's also, in terms of COVID, for example, you know, employer might require an employee to take annual leave during the lockdown, when a lockdown is happening, or at any point if we ever, you know, go back into lockdown. You would have to force them to take leave against, you know, a lot of them don't want to. And in which case, you know, the UIF makes provision for employees to claim in this case. So you would have to change, you know, your leave policy to accommodate for things like COVID, but it would be a negotiation process between you and the employee in some cases, and in some cases where they're forced to take annual leave in terms of Section 20, they're still able to benefit from the UIF in terms of the TERS claim. So I think, yeah, it would definitely be to the benefit of the employer. They could sort this out prior to it becoming a problem. You know, sit down, talk to the employee, have sort of rules governing when they take leave, you know, implement those kind of policies, but obviously still in line with the BCEA.
And what happens to employees who schedule leave coincided with the lockdown? Is there provision for them to cancel and move it to another date, or, you know, for fairness?
Sorry, I'm just going to need you to repeat that question. I didn't quite hear it. Can you say that again?
With regards to employees who had already, you know, asked for leave and it was approved and it was scheduled for the time in which we had this lockdown, is there provision for them to maybe cancel it or move it to another date for fairness?
So when leave being granted by the employer to the employee, an employer can't unilaterally cancel that leave. So the leave can be rescheduled for a later time, but it has to be by agreement. So even though, you know, it happened during the lockdown, they would still need to, even if they put in leave, there would still need to be an agreement between the employer and the employee in this regard. So it can happen, but it can be rescheduled, but there would need to be some sort of agreement between the two parties.
All right. Asma, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
And that's Asma Kachalia, associate in the employment practice at law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr's employment practice.
I am an African.